Good morning. It is Easter Sunday, March 31st, 2013. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, featuring American Chronicles, The Art of Norman Rockwell, on exhibit until May 27th. The museum opens at 11 a.m. daily, except Tuesdays. Tickets and information about Rockwell-related programming is available online at crystalbridges.org.
Ahead on this edition of Weekend Ozarks, one of the oldest watering holes in the area prepares to reopen. And we have previews of a new museum exhibit and a month of theater.
But first, farmers markets are preparing to open, and we are beginning to think about spring and summer vegetables and fruits. Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums has this story about a summer staple, the strawberry.
You know the strawberries you buy at local farmers markets are grown near you, but what about the berries you buy elsewhere? Chances are those strawberries were grown in California, Florida, or Mexico. The overwhelming majority of the 2.3 billion pounds of strawberries grown in the U.S. in 2011 came from a handful of counties in California or Florida. But a $3 million donation from the Walmart Foundation to the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture is designed to be a research seed to boost strawberry production in the middle of the country.
Well, Arkansas has a long history of strawberry production. In fact, a white county. Mm-hmm. And Bald Knob used to be consider itself one of the strawberry capitals of the United States.
Kurt Rome is a professor of horticulture at the University of Arkansas and a co-director of the Center for Agricultural and Rural Sustainability. The center will manage a national grants program charged with awarding money from the donation to public universities with programs designed to improve strawberry growth in the places like Arkansas. Arkansas did consider itself a champion of the strawberry industry once. In fact, the University of Arkansas had a strawberry breeding program, but Kurt Rome says it was discontinued more than 20 years ago. He says the strawberry production system in Arkansas was a perennial cropping system.
So you'd plant strawberries and you'd cultivate them and you'd grow them as a continuous crop that might last 6 to 9 years. But in the 1980s, some new technologies came up. They were developed mostly on the West Coast, and it was based on some entire new genetics for strawberries. Strawberries only flower once a year. The traditional strawberry only flowers once a year, and therefore it would only produce in the spring for a very short period of maybe 3 or 4 weeks. There were some breakthrough in genetics, which allowed strawberries to be continually flowering, continuously blooming, so therefore continuously cropping.
So those new genetic findings led to an annual culture. Strawberries grown in plastic and high-density rows. The planting was in the fall, and the cropping began when temperatures were appropriate and would last until temperatures became too hot. This new system produced about 100,000 pounds of strawberries per acre compared to the older method that produced only between 10 and 15,000 pounds per acre. The conditions best suited for the new system are primarily met in only a few counties in California and Florida. Arkansas and other strawberry-producing states in the middle of America couldn't compete.
So what happened in Arkansas and the majority of the United States where we had traditional strawberry industries, all of a sudden they just disappeared as these large commercial industries in California and Florida blossomed.
The $3 million from the Walmart Foundation is intended to aid in bringing back the strawberry to places it had been flourishing. More strawberries grown in the interior of the country can lead to a more sustainable industry. Kurt Rome says since almost all of U.S. strawberries come from the edges of the continent, there are problems getting the fruit from field to grocery shelf.
There are industry standards that say that the average strawberry travels somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 miles from the farm to the kitchen table. And there's some other challenges in that because strawberries only survive maybe 7 to 10 days after they're harvested. When you spend the first 5 days of your life on a truck, by the time consumers get them, they might not be in very good quality or they don't last to consumers. And so that's another sustainability issue is the spoilage. There's a huge spoilage through the supply chain.
The Center for Agricultural and Rural Sustainability is seeking proposals from land-grant and public universities to increase strawberry production. Heather Frederick, project manager of this program, says the center wants to become partners with researchers who are conducting work aimed at a wide variety of growers.
Projects that we will be supporting, we hope that they affect growers of all sizes, not just the larger scale ones, but, you know, even farmers market producers, so they can bring more strawberries to the farmers markets, or send the, or sell them to the grocery stores, or even Walmart if they choose, or another larger supermarket chain.
Kurt Rome, the co-director of the Center for Agriculture and Rural Sustainability, says the big question to be addressed is whether the strawberry can be reintroduced as a more local crop by adapting the technologies that are already known to exist.
So we're soliciting the best ideas from across the United States. And we're hoping that we can stimulate innovation, education, outreach, and really kind of technology transfer ways. So part of the kind of working hypothesis that the directors for the Center of Agriculture Rural Sustainability, Heather and I, have is that a lot of the technology to grow strawberries exists. It's been studied at universities across the United States, but it's not been moved from the laboratory and the research farm to the production field. So the goal of this project is to give grants to land-grant universities and state-supported public universities to do that technology transfer, to see if we can actually move known technology and stimulate additional innovation and moving that from university into producers' fields.
If this works for strawberries, he says, maybe similar programs could be developed for tomatoes or peaches to help farmers make those crops more sustainable as well. That word, sustainable, applies to many of the facets of this program, from the shorter transportation routes required to get the fruit to consumers to the ability of farmers to make a living.
And we want it to be socially sustainable. So we hope to have impact on families and communities in very positive ways.
And even for people who don't eat strawberries or grow them, Heather Frederick, the project manager, says the mere existence of the program helps ignite conversations about food origins and how food is grown.
This absolutely plays into knowing where your food comes from, knowing how far it's traveled, whether it's, you know, from 3,000 miles away or 300 or just 30, you know. It's being able to make decisions informed. It's being able to make informed decisions.
The first grants are expected to be announced in May, the month that is, as it turns out, recognized as National Strawberry Month. You can learn more about the project at strawberry.uark.edu.